Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Any final thoughts about yesterday's basketball game?
We did a good job in the first quarter.
Somebody, I don't know if your friend group was, you know, that emoji with the eye of the stars, just amazed for that first 7 minutes. Somebody said that Caitlin Clark was on track for 72 points. She kept
really
scoring. Yeah, because I don't. She had 18.
And the third, yeah.
In the first few minutes. It was unfortunate.
Yeah.
If I go back when I really wasn't as invested, I did pick South Carolina to win in my bracket.
What?
I know.
I always believed.
There was a lot of belief there.
I think it was like a minute left and I was like, I gotta see the right.
When we hit those 2 3-pointers in a row with a few minutes left, I felt great. And then there were a couple times, and this is just one fan talking, where I felt like Caitlin took that entire game and put it on her shoulders, and she didn't need to do that.
Yeah.
And I think we got out of a little bit of a rhythm. A couple plays, it kind of looked like she took some plays off towards the end.
I don't know.
I think she was just kind of realizing the reality of it. It was going down.
Some misreads or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the fact that I just lost the name of the player, got to go in the final minute.
Molly Davis.
Yeah. That was lovely.
I'm glad that she did.
Yeah.
You know that she wanted to. We don't know exactly what was said in practice, but there was footage from practice where she was shooting around.
She had a major brace on her knee.
She sat down with Lisa Bluter and just broke down crying. So it was like, ugh, writing's on the wall. She's not going to be able to like play. But she did get to go in for one last game of her college career, which, thank goodness.
Now, somewhere this morning on a container ship are all of the hats, T-shirts, and blankets that say Iowa National Champion.
Yeah.
Which will be donated to a organization that helps people who need clothes and blankets. I just find that interesting that they had all that printed up, ready to go, right?
You have to be ready.
You have to make it.
Yep.
You just have to. It's like for the World Series and the Super Bowl, you got to make the exact same amount for the winner and the other winner, right? And then those just get donated somewhere. So somewhere, someone has an Iowa 2024 NCAA Women's Champion hat.
Now, did they work ahead, like way in advance? Are there some like UConn things out there?
I'm sure there are. Yes.
North Carolina.
Anybody who made it to the Final Four, they would at least made those. And then I'm guessing at some factory in 24 hours, they turned out.
You need time.
You have to have them ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, some other universe. It happened.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Actually, we do have a nice bench.
Yes.
Like, it's going to be great next year, too. So.
And it looks like the recruits coming in. And as I look back on Luter's team, at a minimum going into the tournament, usually it's a 4 seed or better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's showing signs of they keep kind of resetting the system, but doing quite well.
Yeah. And you know what? To be taken down by a team that's never lost a game. Respect.
The last game right? South Carolina lost was to us.
I know, yeah. Us.
So they had a little...
If anyone was going to do it, it was going to be us. But you know what? Hey, still a great season.
It was a fantastic season.
Yeah.
I also do think having a major worldwide celestial event today also makes this easier because now I can instantly focus on something else.
I agree.
I'm not going to dwell on it. Isn't that interesting?
Exactly. I've got something else to look forward to, which is the eclipse.
And I think the game being at 2, right? You had Sunday evening to just kind of digest it.
Yes.
All of the
decompress tributes.
I want to thank Eric Hansen of the TV fame for writing a very eloquent poem.
Yeah.
That I'm hoping at least one person thinks I wrote. I love that. So.
You love that you're going to get credit for somebody else's poem?
Yes.
Yes.
I couldn't say it better myself, and I got the same name.
So I will just put...
As written by Eric Hansen.
Will you please share it and then just get everybody real good and confused?
Oh, that would be great. Because honest to God, it came up as I'm seeing it everywhere, and then I turn my phone off for a while and I pop it back on. I'm like, did I write? No, that wasn't me. That's
him. No, I didn't do that.
I didn't write that.
Dang it.
It's the other Eric Hansen.
And I don't know if you're like me. If you thought about the celestial event today.
Yes.
And kind of agonized over a wardrobe decision.
Not one moment of my life did I consider what to wear when looking at the sun. Did you?
Agonized.
Is that why you're wearing black and white?
Yes, because I thought black and white, that's kind of like eclipsey.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I love somebody over the weekend posted the phases of the eclipse by using an Oreo.
Oh,
which I thought was very helpful.
Very helpful.
Yes.
Thank you. And then you get a cookie at the end.
Well, no, you have to have multiple cookies to show it. So you end with like a dozen.
Many cookies.
So black and white is not it?
No, there are good and bad colors to wear during an eclipse. If you want to be out, if you want to see if you can get a photo on this day. I remember like, what was it, 2016? Or whatever the last one was. We had photos of like everybody from work with your really cool glasses on, get together, group shot. Here's what we're doing today.
Is your photo or your wardrobe supposed to be enhanced by how sunlight is hitting you? Or is it supposed to replicate what's happening?
To be seen.
To be seen in that moment.
It's going to get dark, right? The sun's going to be behind the moon. So you want to stand out. Wear red, green. That's going to look best in low light photos.
Oh, good to know.
Black, white.
Look at you.
Gray, brown are the worst things you can wear if you want to be seen in the photo. If we take a photo and
is this
it's
going
like
to wash you out?
Eclipsy, I'm going to be gone.
What am I going to? I've got on a dusty blue?
Dusty blue.
Yeah, I'm wearing dusty blue.
I don't know. You'll be part of the night sky as well.
Dusty blue coming soon to Cinemax. Dusty blue.
You sound like you work with Magic Mike.
Dusty blue and Magic Mike. I work at the building next to the Magic Mike building.
Nope, your name is Dusty Blue.
We'll see old Dusty Blue.
Let's do.
Hey, I'm Dusty Blue. I'm the opener. I can't make the main squad.
For sure.
I also don't get completely naked.
No.
In fact, I don't take off anything.
No. He keeps on a full sweater. Collared shirt.
Collared shirt and sweater.
With cuffs.
Dusty blue.
You could have even stood to lose a layer.
I actually put more layers on as the dance goes on.
Ladies love it.
Look for me coming soon to Penguins Comedy Club.
Go Dusty Blue!
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
So I did not get a chance to go to Carver and play in the pep band for the women's game or the watch party.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Uber patrol. I was basically the limo service to pick up Shannon and our friend Quinn. They flew back from that girls' weekend, that bachelorette party.
Yeah.
In Phoenix. And it was right about the same time I would have had to been at Carver. So I'm sitting in the parking lot. I get the call. Come up. The luggage is out.
Hurry.
They both get in. I ask them both what they enjoyed most about their time in Phoenix, Arizona. And the answer was hiking. Claire, we are not hiking people.
Yeah?
We still think we're bicycle people. That still is... What is that face?
How many years has it been?
For us to be bicycle people?
Since you declared that you were bicycle people. And how long has it been since you've been on a bicycle?
It's a very long gameplay.
We are bicycle people.
If you own bicycles,
yes.
You are a bicycle person.
Okay, I did the exact same thing. We got bicycles.
Yes.
Have not been on them.
Same here.
Since we were looking into how do we get a little pull behind thing. My kids are way too big for that now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, and we live so close to a trail. So there's no excuse.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
No. And I want e-bikes. After you and I had that experience, they're so fun.
E-bikes are great.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm a hiking and bicycle person now, apparently. But maybe by declaring it. Wait.
Hey, there you go.
If I declare it, it's not going to happen.
I'm a hiker.
As of today, we are officially the hiking Hansons.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'll see you on the trail.
Hiked against his will.
God.
I'm excited for today. Not only, eclipse, yes. We're all just like super pumped about it. The kids are mostly excited that they get to be like outside of class. They're going to be outside today observing it. And there's buzz, right? A lot of excitement, but super excited because today is a day that we've looked forward to for quite some time. We went and bought a brand new dishwasher because our old dishwasher is just so loud. It literally sounds like a plane taking off. And you can confirm.
I have been to your house 3 times, which is always odd that you're always doing dishes. But yeah. I've heard it.
But it's always food things. One of the times
that's
we were watching Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun. And Ben was there too. And it was so loud. He's like, is that the movie or is that the dishwasher? It's that loud.
You had a weird cycling issue in your dishwasher that sounded, first time I heard it, I thought there was a plane over your house.
It's very, very loud. It works. The rack on the top stopped
being a racking.
And we asked a guy to come fix it. He literally zip tied it. He's like, that'll hold.
There you go.
It works.
How long have you been suffering through bad dishwasher? Long time. So about as long as you and I have been bicycle people?
Yeah. How long have you been a bicycle person?
Same timeline. Well, congrats on your new dishwasher today.
Thank you.
If you get the city alerts, the text messages or emails, you got this one at 7:38 Friday evening.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. My guess is Grassley's office also sends something out, and I'm wondering if the city didn't want that. They wanted to control the story. Okay. I mean, it's good news either way. On Friday, the city of Cedar Rapids learned it earned $56.4 million in federal funding for the 8th Avenue Bridge project. If you go back to August of 2023, they started to release renderings. This is a bridge that will be higher than where the flood level was of 2008. Ooh. The whole idea with this thing is design it to withstand flooding so you at least have one bridge that will always be open over the river. That's the goal. So this will be part of the city's flood control system, known as the Arc of Justice Bridge. So named again in August of 2023, kind of an homage to those who built the city of Cedar Rapids. It's also close to the federal courthouse. That might be why it's named that. Okay. So it'll be 15 feet above where it is now, and it will only have one thing in the river, one leg. The way it's designed, that doesn't, so that also will help the water flow through better.
Huh.
They will start construction in 2027, and that's going to run about 3 years before that opens.
Question.
Yes.
Is it going to be like going straight uphill to get up the bridge?
I don't know how you're going to get, you have to build 15 feet of rise, right?
Yeah.
How far back does that start?
And that's going to be,
because that's 8th Avenue. Right?
Closed for a while to do all that building.
And if you think on the other end of 8th Avenue by the hospital, there's a roundabout going in there.
Yeah.
So 8th Avenue is going to be a little messy.
A little bit.
Coming up in a couple of summers. So, but big news. So big. In fact, they sent it out during the Iowa Women's game Friday night.
Wow.
From the city of Cedar Rapids. People living in at least 15 states will be in the direct path of today's total eclipse. It's rare. Total eclipses, the last one was 7 years ago. The next one is in 2 decades. We will welcome Bell County, Texas will be the first spot in the continental United States that's going to see the totality. According to the U.S. Navy, Claire, I spent a lot of time on the internet this morning. Our eclipse will start at exactly 12:46 with maximum eclipse time at 2:02.
Okay.
The event ends at 3:16 for a total duration of 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Dang.
Cloud cover, looking at charts and graphs I've never seen before, 20%. So
20%.
I got in deep into the National Weather Service website.
So you think it's going to be okay?
Well, weather is telling me sunny today. So 20% could be lots of clouds.
It just depends on where you are.
Depends on where you are. Or it could be larger clouds covering 20% of the sky, right? Okay. So that's the trick. I don't know what type of clouds, but cloud cover 20% according to the graph I looked at. I made the graph work.
Uh-huh.
I clicked things and I had to put in my latitude and longitude. So thank God I do nerd news. You've heard of ribbon cuttings. You've heard of we're going to, you know, dig the dirt. Going to do a groundbreaking. Got a floss cutting. What?
We're going to dig the dirt.
Dig the dirt.
Announcement. We're going to dig the dirt.
Floss cutting coming up Thursday, April the 11th. Eastern Iowa Health Center is going to floss cut their brand new EIHC dental health clinic. Open house from 3 until 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
It's a $5.6 million clinic replacing their original one. When that one opened 8 years ago, they figured out like patient totals and Medicaid will reimburse. If we had about 1,700 people through the door, we'd be like net zero, right?
Sure.
That first year, they had like 3,500 patients, and it kept going up. and they couldn't maintain.
They said, like, as soon as it was built, it was not.
It was too small.
Yeah.
So they got this new one. New dental clinic will be located at 1210 4th Avenue Southeast. EIHC Dental Health Clinic floss cutting coming up on Thursday starting at 3 o'clock. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Breaking wheel news. We've got the final date of Pat Sajak's final show on the Wheel of Fortune. He just taped his last episode Friday. So he's done filming. And that episode that he filmed is going to air June 7th.
So he worked on Friday, April the 5th or 6th or whatever.
Yeah.
And is done working.
We'll be done with him.
But we'll still be watching him into June.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Isn't how that, far in advance they filmed
these. It's a great gig, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah. 77 years old. He announced last year that he's going to be stepping down after this current season. There is a transition period, though. He's going to be around, like, kind of behind the scenes, helping as Ryan Seacrest gets ready to take over for a period of about 3 years. He'll be kind of like
3 years
consulting. Well, you got to make sure you get it right. There's like probably going to be stuff like, oh, you know, that password. What, oh, Pat knew that, you know.
That password.
I can't imagine what else there is.
I have to suspect every password in that building is the first five letters everybody automatically gets. That's probably everybody's password.
RLSTNE or something.
And an E or an A or an O. Yes.
That's got to be the password.
That's got to be the password.
Correct it. I think that this is interesting timing. This announcement coming from Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher. They announced on Friday that they are breaking up. They had a joint statement on their two separate accounts that they have filed for divorce, but they did it back in 2023 and are just sharing the news now. It says, after a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we're finally putting down our rackets. Picture of them in matching tennis outfits. In 2023, we jointly filed to end our marriage. We've always prioritized our privacy, have been quietly working through this challenge. We forever share in our devotion and love for our children. We sincerely appreciate you respecting our family's wish for privacy.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
the timing's weird with the Rebel Wilson book.
Exactly. That's what everyone's like, well, that's a weird timing thing. If you filed in 2023 and you're just telling us now with Rebel Wilson stuff, swirling around about him.
Fisher also Australian?
Ooh, I don't know.
I think I saw over the weekend that that book did not get released in Australia yet.
It did not.
It's being held up for some reason,
mm-hmm.
which I find interesting.
Which I think has to do with his lawyers and her lawyers.
Probably.
Yeah. So just interesting announcement timing. Okay, we've talked about Taylor Swift economics, right? She's really helped out a lot. Beyonce also helps out economically as well. She's got a new track with Post Malone on her Cowboy Carter album. It's called Levi Jeans. And it has boosted Levi Strauss prices. They've gone significantly up. Their stock value has gone up 20%.
Just because of the awareness of the brand name?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
They've always been, you know, it's been a brand that's been...
It's one of those
of
you've been around so long that how do you stay fresh?
Exactly.
Right?
They're like, thanks to Beyonce, we're very fresh. So they thanked her just a little bit. And
I mean, it's one thing to impact like the sales of something. That's the stock price.
The stock price.
More people are buying the stock because it's in a song.
Because of a song.
Crazy.
One song. And today, big day. We've been talking about it all morning. The eclipse day is today. And if you want to listen to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, it's going to take a little bit of planning to go along with it.
So the entire album, I cue it up.
Yeah.
And just start at the beginning and just let it roll?
Well, you got to know when do you cue it up.
What time, sure, yeah.
What's the start time, right? So when does it hit us?
12:46.
12:46. So you're going to have to start closer to 10. The entire album... 41 minutes, 53 seconds before the start of the eclipse.
Okay.
If you want to listen to the whole album. If you're like, that's not for me, I just want to like a shortcut.
Just cue up that one song?
Yeah. 70 seconds before. Before they get to the line that you really want, and everything under the sun is in tune, but the sun is eclipsed by the moon.
76 seconds before 2:02 p.m. 70 seconds exactly.
Exactly.
Okay.
We can do this.
So at 2:01, hit it.
Yeah, if that's your thing.
Just that line.
Although I have to say, you and I have been going behind the scenes trying to think of more Eclipse songs. I think there's other...
Oh, there's plenty to play with. Beyond
Total
just
Eclipse
Dark
of the
Side
Heart.
Of the Moon.
Yeah.
We had a little Steal My Sunshine to start the morning.
There's a lot of...
Ring of Fire.
But it's going to take some planning to get your music and your Eclipse viewing at just the right time. So make sure you plan it all out today, friends. That's what we like to call...
Z's Sleaze.
Back at it on a Monday at your office. And just like at our office, everybody's sharing photos, what they did over the weekend. We throw those up on Facebook and let's all chat about our one-shot weekend, shall we?
It's kind of fun. We spend a lot of time together, but on the weekends, like, we go off and have these adventures and we got to keep each other up to date on what's going on.
Shannon Hansen out of town. Dancing Eric Hansen laid low Friday night, watched the game at home. Saturday night, though, the Diamond Dogs got together for dinner.
Diamond Dogs?
We are all in love with Ted Lasso, so we are the Diamond Dogs.
Okay.
We got together for dinner, and then we enjoyed... I've never been to a Club 5 show ever, and I took two guys, so I don't think either of them had ever been to a Pork Tornado show ever.
Ever?
So we had a lovely time.
Oh, you got to experience that.
We did the VIP pit area, so I think we were about four rows from the stage. But it's just a cool experience to watch. Just that is a well-oiled machine, mm-hmm. by the way. It's fun. The video, they do full concert production and very intimate when you do Club 5. If you've never been in there, it's just the floor of the U.S. Cellular Center. And they actually lower something from the ceiling to kind of create a fake ceiling
uh-huh.
to really give it more of a club vibe. So we had access to that. We bought tickets that got us into a special little bar area. And the band comes out after the show, has a drink with you, which is our photo. It is the Diamond Dogs and Pork Tornado's drummer, Mike Schulte.
Wow.
Slash podcaster slash what else? Oh, he's also a realtor, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And, he does all the things.
And dad of one. Yeah. So that was what?
Oh, speaking of dad of one, he shared that he, like, 11 o'clock, get off the stage with Pork Tornadoes. 6 a.m. the next morning.
I saw that picture.
Hanging out with the baby.
Yep. So it was just a great night, right? We had a game plan. It's like dinner. Be responsible adults, but mm-hmm. have a fun adult evening. I slept until 5 a.m. Sunday morning. That's a big deal for me, right?
You slept until 5.
I slept
five.
Until 5 on Sunday.
That is a big deal.
Thank you very much.
Slept it.
I was proud of that.
Wow.
Got in a little late. Woo. Got up at my regular time. So there's the Diamond Dogs and our brush with greatness enjoying the Pork Tornado show on Saturday night.
I think I probably had a very similar weekend to most people. It was a lot of basketball. I redid my kids' bathroom, but I didn't want to share pictures of that.
Did you paint it?
No, we just did like new shower curtain, new rugs, new towels. Like, let's do different colors and then change that picture and put that over here.
Yeah.
It was
fun. Before, after?
Yes. They're like, oh my gosh, it's a whole new room, which is fun. But I think the biggest thing was all of the basketball that was watched over the weekend. And we had so much fun. The kids tried really, really hard on Friday night to stay up and watch the end. It was late. So about halftime, the youngest starts kind of throwing temper tantrums.
Is that how you know she's tired?
And that's how you know for sure. So I went upstairs and laid down with her for a little bit. Yes, I fell asleep. But it was so sweet when my husband came and woke me up. Came downstairs to see what she was doing before the temper tantrum that notified us it was bedtime. And she was drawing this little picture of a basketball. So thank you, Iowa women, for all of the inspiration to everybody, young girls, everybody who was inspired by this tremendous season.
I love in all of the footage going into whether it was Friday night's game or Sunday afternoon, you always get one or two shots of a young girl holding a sign.
Yeah.
And show me another team where little kids are putting up signs for that. I haven't seen anything.
No.
I mean, like, in at the end of the game, and I was a little disappointed, and the South Carolina fans were, raucous as they should be, right?
It was a
big deal.
It was a great season.
They had awesome signs and banners, too, but nothing that seemed inspirational.
Right.
And maybe the big takeaway from all of this is, yeah, we didn't win the championship, but the amount of lives that have been touched.
Yeah.
And I had that story a couple weeks ago, Scott Docterman writing, wait till the 20th anniversary of this team back at Carver Hawkeye, and those little girls are now in their 20s and 30s having little girls.
Yeah.
That just momentum should keep continuing.
All of the feels that we got. I mean, mentions on Saturday Night Live, right?
Like, yes.
It's just crazy the amount of viewership, the amount of audience that you've the amount of lies that you've touched. So thank you.
It's a phenomenon. And with the women's draft just a week from today, which seemed really early. I didn't know when it was.
Yeah.
Coming off that tournament. Now you'll get to see Caitlin playing with or against than some of these faces we've come to know now that I've watched a lot more women's basketball.
Right.
But which
just
is
the
exciting.
Elevation of the entire sport.
Yes.
The conversation, the stuff they're talking about on Saturday Night Live is like what men's NCAA, like we're looking
the tickets
at the women.
Were
everybody wants
two,
to watch
three,
the women's
times,
game. That's where the action's at.
We'll probably get viewership numbers today or tomorrow for that game too. So
that's cool.
It was whatever that number is. I'll have to subtract one since you had to put her to bed early.
Sorry.
All right, two. You fell asleep also.
No, but I came back for the
oh,
end.
Oh, you came back down. All right, those are our photos from One Shot Weekends. Let us know about you. What did you do over the weekend? Put a pickup, little description as well. Do that right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Just like at your office, everybody's grabbing their phone, showing off what they did over the weekend. All we ask is just one picture uploaded to the Z Facebook page for One Shot Weekends.
I'd say most common thread from the weekend was similar to mine. Either something that has to do about watching basketball or actively watching basketball. So many pictures.
Personal parties, viewing parties.
Carver parties.
Trombone Mikey from the Z102.9 Marching Band and then his evil cousin from the Pep Band apparently played in the Hawkeye Pep Band at that watch game at Carver Hawkeye Arena. I do love Corinne. I'm sorry. Thanks for sharing. Just an adorable photo, little daddy-daughter dance. They were headed off. Everybody looking lovely there.
Very sweet. Amy was able to get in another Easter celebration. I think there was some follow-up celebrations happening this week.
I glad you. So did you see Brittany's picture? These are cousins. They were born 4 days apart. They look very much like twins.
Yep.
Right? The bloodline you can tell runs through.
Totally.
But Brittany, here's what you need to do. This photo needs to be recreated every year, or at least one of those where you now have it, and
yes,
then 20 years later. Because just the hand position, the little dude on the left kind of leaning in forward. God, I don't think he quite trusts what's happening in that picture.
See how they age.
Yes.
If they start looking less alike or more alike, that'd be crazy.
But just sitting on the steps in the exact same poses. I love it when siblings or cousins get together and recreate those family photos. So working our way through. Oh, there's more Hawkeye stuff.
Speaking of cuteness, did you see our baby, Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue, got our little...
She's driving now.
Plastic car. She's driving. Our baby is driving and delivering food.
Did you ever play restaurant or whatever growing up?
Totally.
Shannon loved to play waitress, and she would love to tally up the bill and charge people for whatever the dinner was being served in their house.
So she'd just go around and ask for money?
Pretty much.
I like it.
Which, much like it looks like Charlotte in the Morning Scramble Blue is enjoying doing Uber driving, but does work for tips. Which is adorable
as
well.
Which we appreciate. Yeah, absolutely. Those tips are much appreciated.
Big congratulations to the 8U Black team from Cedar Rapids Reds baseball. They had their game in Burlington over the weekend and looks like came out on top there. And then we've got Ashton's picture.
Doing a little pet sitting, which I was like, oh, let me see your furry friend. And then you scroll down to the picture, and the picture, not so furry.
Ashton is pet sitting Winston, and Winston is a snake.
From the looks of things, a big snake.
Is that a boa constrictor?
Oh, maybe that's part of the tree branch.
He is coiled around the tree branch as well.
It's got to be a biggie.
All right.
Look at the size of this snake.
By the way, that's his sister's snake. What do you think Ashton is feeding Winston?
I don't...
Isn't it usually something in the furry friend kingdom?
I think so.
Yes.
And it has to be kept frozen.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know, it's good old brother-sister loyalty, I guess.
Absolutely. Ashton, you're a good brother. I don't know if I can do that.
What else do you have to do? I had a pet sit an iguana once. Like, you had to spray it with water.
Did?
And there was a heat lamp that was involved. There's a lot of steps when you're dealing with cold-blooded animals.
Wow.
Yes.
No, I've only ever done the furry variety.
Where all you do is let them out, they do their business, and then you just put kibble in a bowl?
Yeah.
Instead of freezing snakes, frozen animals?
I don't think I want to do that.
Winston looks, I'm very captivated. I'm staring directly in its eyes. I think I'm having a Jungle Book moment.
Don't do that.
Do I need to look away?
No, the snake can hypnotize you.
No!
No!
Look away from the snake! Check out those photos and more on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We call it One Shot Weekends. It's the Morning Scramble.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.